Hello, it's Dr. Gary Danko back with you. Welcome to today's episode. Today I'm down on sunny Clearwater Beach, sitting next to a fountain. Nice and sunny, beautiful weather. And I was thinking a little bit about beliefs, and I wanted to talk to you about that today. To start with, there's something I'd like you to consider. That everything you're living right now, your health, your relationships, your sense of peace, or the lack of it, is not just a reaction to the outside world. It's a reflection, a mirror of what you believe. You see, people often think beliefs are passive things, thoughts that sit quietly in the background, waiting to be called upon. But beliefs are far more active than that. They're creative forces. They shape your nervous system, your perception, your behavior, and even your energy field. Beliefs are like the operating system of your life. And most people are still running on one they didn't even choose. Let's pause and define what I mean when I say belief. A belief is not just a thought. It's a thought you've accepted as truth, with emotion attached to it, and often repetition to reinforce it. It's not just, I think I'm not good enough. It's the feeling in the body, the energetic contraction, the expectation of rejection, the flinch before a compliment. And you might not even know you believe it, because beliefs aren't always conscious. In fact, the most powerful ones usually aren't. They were installed early, sometimes before you even had language. From experiences, from trauma, from culture, from the way you were looked at or ignored. The subconscious recorded it all of it. And it said, this must be how life works. Now, let me ask you something. Have you ever known two people who went through the same experience and yet responded in completely different ways? One person sees opportunity. The other sees threat. One person moves forward. The other shuts down. Same facts, different outcome. Why? Because of the belief system they were running it through. You don't see the world as it is. You see it as you believe it to be. And more than that, the world tends to organize around those beliefs. If you believe life is dangerous, you'll find constant reasons to feel unsafe. If you believe you're unworthy, you'll either reject love or attract people who reflect that back to you. If you believe abundance isn't meant for you, money may always feel like it's slipping through your fingers. Not because that's the truth, but because that's the filter. Now, this isn't just spiritual theory. There's a science behind it. Bruce Lipton, a cell biologist, demonstrated that our beliefs influence the way our genes express themselves, a field called epigenetics. Dr. Joe Dispenza's research in neuroscience shows that repeated thoughts and feelings literally rewire the brain, and by extension, your reality. Your subconscious doesn't know the difference between imagination and reality. So whatever you repeatedly feel and imagine becomes real in the body, in the energy field, and eventually in your circumstances. And here's the catch. Your subconscious doesn't care whether a belief is positive or negative. It only cares whether it's familiar, whether it feels safe. So if pain is familiar, it'll create pain or recreate it. If scarcity is familiar, it'll reject abundance, even if it's knocking at the door. This is how belief shapes behavior. Let's say someone grew up in a home where love was conditional. They learned, if I perform well, I'm loved. If not, I'm invisible. That belief becomes their map. As an adult, they overwork, overgive, overachieve, never feeling quite enough. They attract partners who validate that story. They burn out at work, always proving. Not because they want to suffer, but because their belief is silently whispering, "This is what love looks like." So, how do we change a belief? Well, you don't argue with it. You don't bully it or force it out. You build a new one. You speak to the subconscious in its native tongue. Imagery, emotion, repetition, energy. That's why hypnosis, EFT, guided visualizations, and energy healing are so effective. In hypnosis, I bypass the critical mind and speak directly to the part of you that holds the old belief. I don't say you're wrong for thinking this. I say thank you for protecting me. And now, let me show you something better. We install a new belief not by shouting over the old one, but by showing the body and mind what safe and true can feel like. I've seen people move from, "I'll always be sick," to, "My body knows how to heal." "I'm not lovable," to, "I'm inherently worthy of deep, lasting love." "Money is hard to come by," to, "I attract wealth and clarity, and it's easy." "People always leave," to, "I'm surrounded by love that stays." Okay. When that shift happens, life doesn't change all at once, but it begins to rearrange. New people arrive. Old habits fall away. Opportunities align. Because the internal story finally matches the external reality that you wanted all along. At drgarydanko.com, I've created free activations to help rewire limiting beliefs. These audio experiences speak directly to the subconscious and help install beliefs aligned with abundance, healing, clarity, and self-worth. They're gentle, safe, and available to you right now. You don't have to force change. You simply have to allow your subconscious to feel a new reality. As we end this episode, I invite you to reflect. What do you believe about yourself? About life? About what you deserve? You don't need to fix yourself. You only need to update the blueprint. Because once your belief changes, your world will follow. Next time, we'll delve into self-sabotage and how the subconscious tries to protect you, even when it's holding you back. Until then, speak kindly to yourself, because every belief you hold is a spell you cast, and every new belief is a key that unlocks something beautiful.